For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Tonight's episode of Jeopardy! Features Robin Miner Swartz of Lansing. She's a second-generation contestant on the popular game show. Her mother, former WKAR staff member Carol Welch, played the game years ago. You can watch tonight's episode of Jeopardy! On WILX-TV starting at 7:30, and, as they say, check your local listings. I talked with Robin Miner Swartz about getting the chance to play the game that she has loved forever.
When my mom was 5 months pregnant with me, she auditioned to be on the version of the show that Art Fleming hosted. And back then, when they called you to be on the show, it wasn't a call, you got a telegram from them. And my dad brought it to the hospital the day after she gave birth to me.
Oh my gosh.
They had asked her to be on the show just a week or two later, and she called them and asked for a deferment, which they granted her. And when I was about 10 weeks old, she and my dad and I flew out to New York, which was where the show was taped at the time, and she was on Jeopardy. So it's always been a goal of mine.
When you're playing the game, do you have to wait until that last word is read?
Yes. Yes. The buzzers are locked until the last word is read. There is actually a person in the studio who unlocks the buzzer. Lights on the side of the board light up that you can't see at home. And so there are a lot of things you can choose to cue off of to find your rhythm with that. That for me was really overwhelming in the practice games before we played. I couldn't get the hang of it. They left me up there a lot longer than some of the other contestants because they said, we'll let you keep doing this till you get the hang of it. I was not getting it. I was trying to listen to too many things. But you do find your rhythm and you start to trust yourself with it.
Tell me about what we don't see when we're watching Jeopardy! At home.
Whether or not you intuitively know this, and I thought I did, but maybe I didn't, those clues are all in those little boxes on the board. So when you're sitting at home and it pops up big on your giant TV screen, it's not that big in the studio. It's on the Jeopardy! Board like 30 feet across from you in each of those little squares. So your eyes are darting all over the board to find the questions. If there's a visual component to the clue, there's another screen off to the left that you've got to look at for that. The scores are above the board and to the left. So when you see people look up when they get a daily double, they're looking at the other scores, trying to figure out what to bet. So there's just a lot of visual stimulus happening in there that has to be accounted for, in addition to knowing the answer and buzzing in on time.
What sorts of things can you and can't you do on game day?
You can't be on your phone. You can't be taking pictures or posting on social media. They have you supervised the whole time you're there, so you can't interact with anybody on staff. So there are lawyers who come in and talk to you about, you know, what you can and can't do. But what you do have to bring is extra clothing. They have you, you know, you wear your TV outfit and they ask you to bring two other outfit options. Hopefully you get to wear them if you win, or maybe you're wearing something that they'd like you to switch out of just based on TV camera needs.
Now, of course, you're not allowed to tell us whether or not you win. But one thing I know everyone's going to want to know is about meeting and spending time around Alex Trebek. Everyone is following his health issues, his mm-hmm. battle with cancer. Tell me about being around him.
What you see me interact with him on the show is the extent of our interaction with him. Literally, when he walks out on the stage and they start taping, that's the first glimpse you get of him. But he does chat with contestants, obviously for the interview portion, but at the end of the show as well. Very warm, friendly guy. In addition to going through chemo for pancreatic cancer for the second time, he also had a cold when we were out there. You would never know it. He was very friendly and warm and welcoming. What you don't see on the air also is if he coughs when he's reading a question or they want to tweak something in a pronunciation. They do a lot of re-recording of that audio during the breaks also. But other than that, it takes, I mean, honestly, about 25 minutes to tape a show. It's really fast.
Well, Robin Miner Swartz, we're all rooting for Alex Trebek. And trust me, we're all rooting for you, too.
Thank you. I keep telling people I can't wait to see it either because I don't remember a lot about it.
Robin Miner Swartz, watch her Monday night on Jeopardy! Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.